2025 Annual Report, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation. Excluding charts and statistics on page 25 through 27. This is a recording of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, read by Kat Jensen. This report contains 27 pages. Approximate reading time, 1 hour. Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services, Annual Report, Empowering Oklahomans with Disabilities, www.okdrs.gov. Building Taxpayers, DRS helps Oklahomans with disabilities build an independent future with a job. Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services staff are committed to assisting people with disabilities to become employed, obtain education, and live independently. DRS programs help strengthen the state workforce while returning federal dollars to Oklahoma when people leave social welfare programs behind. DRS employees are committed to build a modern, strong state workforce. Clients by disability. Psychological, psychosocial, 30%. Cognitive, 32%. Physical, 20%. Blind / visually impaired, 10%. Auditory / communicative, 8%. DRS impact. 84,719 total number of individuals served by DRS in state fiscal year 2025. 13,765 vocational rehabilitation and services for the blind and visually impaired cases served by staff in SFY 2025. $30,852 annual average earnings in SFY 2025 of clients who receive VR and SBVI services. 1,112 VR and SBVI clients' employment outcomes achieved in 2025. 4,840 applications for services received by VR and SBVI in SFY 2025. $4,628 average yearly taxes paid by VR and SBVI clients based on 15% tax rate in SFY 2025. 3,753 total number of VR and SBVI clients employment plans completed in SFY 2025. Case closures save taxpayers money. DRS reimbursed by federal government when clients trade welfare for work. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services is reimbursed by the federal government for all case costs for any client who was previously reliant on Supplemental Security Income or Social Security Disability Insurance, but is now working. The reimbursement comes when Social Security determines the client has met its substantial gainful activity earnings level. In federal fiscal year 2026, that means a person must make $1,690 per month if they are receiving benefits for a disability other than blindness or visual impairment, and $2,830 if their disability benefit is due to being designated as statutorily blind. These earnings must be maintained for a minimum of 9 months. SSA reimburses DRS's vocational rehabilitation the entire cost of the case plus a monthly administrative stipend for the months the case was open. SSA officially determined this is a good investment because they estimate that taxpayers save $7 in return for every dollar they reimburse VR. This is determined based on what the individual would have received over a lifetime of disability benefits. Per capita, Oklahoma continues to be among the top-performing states when it comes to successfully helping people trade a life of disability benefits for a lifetime of quality employment. During federal fiscal year 2025, DRS received just over $2.2 million in reimbursement when 187 Oklahomans returned to work. Federal impact, $7 to $1. DRS saves taxpayers $7 for every $1 that would have been paid out in benefits over the lifetime of a worker who gets off SSA benefits. $4 to $1. Federal fund match for each dollar the state spends to serve VR and SBVI clients. Agency structure. DRS has 8 divisions. Executive Division, Vocational Rehabilitation, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Oklahoma School for the Blind, Oklahoma School for the Deaf, Management Services, Financial Services, Disability Determination. Agency Leadership, Commission for Rehabilitation Services. Chairwoman Teresa Flannery. Teresa Flannery of Mustang was appointed by Governor Stent to serve as a member of DRS Commission for Rehabilitation Services. Flannery is a senior director for social services at Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Prior to that, she worked closely with DRS for 20 years when she was Community Resources and Compliance Director at Dale Rogers Training Center in Oklahoma City. Flannery has received numerous awards for her work to help people with disabilities obtain employment. She earned a bachelor's degree in psychology from Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford. She and her husband, Todd, have 2 grown children, Samantha and Nicholas. Commissioner Janet Barisi. Janet C. Barisi of Oklahoma City was appointed to the commission by Greg Treat, Oklahoma Senate President pro tempore. A retired dentist, Barisi was elected as Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction in 2010. Barisi earned her bachelor's degree in education and communication disorders in 1974 from the University of Oklahoma. She received her Master's of Science degree in speech and language disorders in 1975 from the OU Health Sciences Center. Barisi graduated in 1984 with a doctor's degree in dental surgery from the OU College of Dentistry. Barisi is the widow of John Barisi, mother of twin sons, Benjamin and Joseph, and grandmother to 6 grandchildren. Commissioner Kelsey Lee. Healthcare professional and community leader, Kelsey Lee was appointed in 2024 to serve on the Commission for Rehabilitation Services. Lee is Chief Operating Officer of family-owned Sooner Pharmacy in Davis, which has served the community for 40 years. She has previously served as president of Sarah's Project, a child advocacy center serving 5 counties in southern Oklahoma. Lee was honored as Davis Citizen of the Year and Murray County Leader of the Year in 2023. She earned a Bachelor's of Business Administration from Southeastern Oklahoma State University, graduating magna cum laude, and completed a Master's of Business Administration. Lee is a graduate of Davis High School. Commissioner Kevin Wallace. Former state lawmaker Kevin Wallace is a Wellston native and a 1993 graduate of the University of Central Oklahoma. Wallace co-founded several businesses and continues to serve as a manager at SWT Construction. Wallace previously owned a small equipment rental company, a small investment firm, and co-owned the Wilderness Refuge, a hunting reserve which he sold in 2020. He owns and operates Wallahatchie, a real estate holding company, and a white-tailed deer and cattle breeding operation. Wallace was elected to the Oklahoma House for District 32 in 2014. he finished his tenure in the House as the Appropriations and Budget Committee Chair in the legislature in 2024, and afterwards started Executive Strategy Consultants, a government relations firm. Wallace has been married to his wife, Jenny, for 12 years. They have four adult children, Ashlyn, Haley, Madison, and Dalton. Commissioner Lindsay Hanna. Lindsay Hanna has been the Chief Operating Officer at Hearts for Hearing since April 2024. Hearts for Hearing is a statewide nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering individuals through life-changing hearing services. She is a strategic leader and relationship builder and has spent over two decades advancing healthcare operations, clinical innovation, and patient experience. Hanna oversees the day-to-day administrative and operational functions of the organization. She obtained her bachelor's degree in communication sciences and disorders, followed by her master's degree of science in speech-language pathology from the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. Executive Director Melinda Front. Melinda Front was named Executive Director of the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in 2018. Front's past positions with DRS include Chief of Staff, Executive Level Project Coordinator, and Program Manager of the Oklahoma Rehabilitation Council. Front grew up the youngest of six children on a family farm in Chodo, in eastern Oklahoma, and continues to farm and ranch with her husband, Paul, in Guthrie, where they have a cow-calf and stocker operation, as well as diversified crops production. Front holds both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in agriculture education from Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. Maximizing impact. Leveraging dollars to benefit clients, taxpayers. State and federal dollars are used by DRS staff to assist clients to reach their goals of obtaining a career and living independently. The majority of funding for the vocational rehabilitation and services for the blind and visually impaired is eligible for federal/state match of 78.7%/21.3%. The Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is state-funded. The majority of funding for Oklahoma School for the Blind and the Oklahoma School for the Deaf is state appropriations. Other key OSD funding comes from the Equipment Distribution Program, which provides telecommunications and other equipment to deaf, hard of hearing, deaf-blind, and severely speech-impaired individuals. DRS utilizes an indirect cost rate as the standardized method for individual programs to pay a fair share of support services, general administration costs. Statistic information is based on state fiscal year 2025. SFY 2025 expenditures. State, VR-SBVI, $20,638,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $7,948,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $9,787,000. Disability Determination, $842,000. Support Services, $3,167,000. Total, $42,382,000. Federal, VR-SBVI, $52,377,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $7,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $0. Disability Determination, $45,434,000. Support Services, $7,251,000. Total, $105,069,000. Interagency, VR-SBVI, $53,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $584,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $4,721,000. Disability determination, $0. Support services, $0. Total, $5,358,000. Other, VR SBVI, $411,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $99,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $342,000. Disability determination, $0. Support services, $13,000. Total, $865,000. Total, VR SBVI, $73,479,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $8,638,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $14,850,000. Disability determination, $46,276,000. Support services, $10,431,000. Total, $153,674,000. Vocational rehabilitation. Oklahomans with disabilities can achieve career goals with DRS support. DRS staff help Oklahomans with disabilities trade a government check for a career. Vocational rehabilitation counselors and technicians work with Oklahomans with any disability, except blindness or visual impairments, to obtain jobs that will allow them to lead independent lives. Benefits of hiring workers with disabilities include higher levels of loyalty and enthusiasm. They bring diverse life experiences, leading to new approaches to problem solving. VR staff uses a wide range of tools that empower clients, including in-person counseling, testing, and online tools when necessary to see that each client is on a path to start or return to work. DRS staff removes any barriers to employment for each client. DRS's employees work with clients on employment goals and networks with employers to make sure their workforce is productive. Staff can also assist employers in training the employees and advise on workplace accommodations if needed. Such accommodations often have little to no cost. Services can include career counseling, vocational education and training, and medical services if it is determined those services will help a client find employment. They may also receive assistive technology, job placement, and coaching. Oklahomans with disabilities who are employed become taxpayers, building the state's growing modern workforce. VR impact in 2025, 12,435. Vocational rehabilitation cases served by staff in SFY 2025, 4,385. Applications for services received by VR staff in SFY 2025, 3,414. Total number of VR employment plans completed in SFY 2025, 997. Employment outcomes achieved by VR clients in 2025, 30,730. Average annual earnings in SFY 2025 of clients who receive VR services, 4,609. Average yearly taxes paid by VR clients in SFY 2025 based on 15% tax rate. To receive more information about VR services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/job-seekers/vr.html. Paving the road. McAllister Mann's life took him on a journey from anxiety to advocacy. Evan Dozer remembers the early grip of anxiety vividly. an overwhelming sense of danger that often led to an intense urge to escape. A lot of it started when I got stuck in an elevator as a kid, Dozer recalled. Another time, I was locked in a bathroom. Those experiences triggered a lot of anxiety. At age 10, Dozer was diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, by a behavioral health therapist. Though he excelled academically, often earning straight A's, the symptoms of OCD made daily life difficult. He struggled to complete homework and frequently tapped his leg, counted items, and repeatedly checked locks to feel safe. There was a time I actually tried to jump out of a moving car during a panic attack, he said. It wasn't about wanting to die. It was pure panic, just trying to escape. That's how bad it got. Mental health care was familiar territory to Dozer. His grandmother owned a counseling practice, and both his mother and aunt worked as therapists. His family sought support early on, but the anxiety intensified as he approached college. Graduating high school was already stressful, he said. Then came college, and the financial burden was the first major trigger. I remember sitting in a hotel room, overwhelmed by how I was going to pay for it. His family introduced him to the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, DRS, which connected him with vocational rehabilitation specialist Lisa Reich. Reich collaborated with staff at Oral Roberts University, ORU, to ensure Dozer received the accommodations and support he needed. Still, the path wasn't easy. I remember walking back from class and collapsing into the darkest place I'd ever been, he said. I cried uncontrollably in my room. I felt completely alone. I called my mom and said, I don't know if I can keep doing this. Reich helped coordinate services after Dozer was diagnosed with ADHD, generalized anxiety disorder, asthma, OCD, and pes planus, a condition involving an accessory navicular bone in the foot. Lisa was incredible, Dozer said. She was always upbeat and encouraging. She gave me hope and connected me to so many resources. Through DRS, Dozer received assistive technology, including a laptop and digital recorder, along with academic accommodations, such as private testing rooms at ORU's Student Disability Center. That made a huge difference, he said. Being alone during tests helped reduce the pressure from teachers and classmates. I still felt anxious, but it was more manageable than taking tests in a crowded classroom. Dozer graduated from ORU with a degree in social work, then went on to earn his master's in social work from the University of Oklahoma. Today, he serves as a counselor for the Choctaw Nation, a role he says feels like a natural fit. I absolutely recommend DRS services, he said. They helped me prepare for college and eventually for employment. That support made it possible for me to pursue an education and career I'm proud of. Watch Dozer tell his story at www.youtu.be/QRUAK97K_IM. Services for the blind and visually impaired. Oklahomans with visual disabilities can build a path to independence with DRS services. Oklahomans who are blind or visually impaired can turn to DRS to begin their journey towards an independent life. SBVI staff assist Oklahomans in meeting their own personal work goals through a broad range of services, including career counseling, vocational education and training, medical services required to become employable, and assistive technology geared to their specific needs and job placement. Oklahomans are eligible for SBVI services if their disability makes it difficult to work. they must be able to benefit from DRS services that prepare clients for employment. Legal blindness occurs when visual acuity with best correction is 20/200 or less, or when side vision results in a field restriction of 20 degrees or less. Individuals who are eligible for services through SBVI must be blind or visually impaired, but might also have additional disabilities as well. Many clients receive living skills training that allows them to navigate their environments, operate computers, manage money, and much more. Empowered with these skills, people who are blind or visually impaired are ready to compete in the workplace and enjoy independence. SBVI impact in 2025. 1,330 SBVI cases served by staff in SFY 2025. 455 applications for services received by SBVI staff in SFY 2025. 339 total number of SBVI employment plans completed in SFY 2025. 115 employment outcomes achieved by SBVI clients in 2025. $31,915 average annual earnings in SFY 2025 of clients who received SBVI services. $4,787 average yearly taxes paid by SBVI clients in SFY 2025, based on 15% tax rate. To receive more information about SBVI services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/job-seekers/sbvi.html. Refusing to be sidelined. Family support. Determination helped fuel woman's dreams. An undiagnosed genetic disorder robbed Durant native Stephanie Folger of her vision at age 8, but her parents refused to see their daughter pushed to the side. Folger suffers from familial exudative vitreoretinopathy, FEVR. It is a hereditary condition where the retinal blood vessels do not develop normally. As a result, scar tissue can develop, which leads to the detachment of the retinas and visual loss. Back in the 1970s, they, doctors, didn't have all of the technology and stuff to repair the retinas like they do now, Folger said. So it left my retinas scarred. My parents chose to mainstream me, especially through school. They put me in sports. The parents' push to keep her in public schools and in sports helped Folger. It gave me a broader scope of how I am going to survive in this world as a person with a visual impairment, she said. However, I wasn't the greatest because I could not see to complete the sporting activities. But they wanted me to be just as involved as any other child my age. The visual challenges were more difficult in public schools because support systems in the 1970s were not as robust as they are today. In school, I was unable to read standard text or the blackboard, Folger said. I was unable to fill out worksheets and forms. I began working with visual services and with a rehabilitation teacher who would try to assist me with getting magnifiers, large print textbooks, bold line paper, that sort of thing. It was the support of her parents, grandparents, and DRS's services for the blind and visually impaired that helped her keep moving forward. My dad would encourage me to be involved in whatever I wanted to do, she said. He wanted me to do my best, but have fun doing it. I would bring my work home at night, and he would work with me in the evenings until bedtime. Still, Folger never wanted to feel different, And she said she was slow to embrace using equipment that would assist her but make her appear different than her fellow students. In third and fourth grades, they, the schools, just floated me along, she said. Fifth grade was when it started getting real. That year, the teacher moved Folger's desk and that of another student to the side of the room. That student would read to her and help her get classwork done. Things shifted in high school when Folger's attitude changed. When I got into high school, in my junior and senior years, my grades really picked up, she said. I really became comfortable with using magnifiers and asking for help when I needed it. There were still barriers to overcome. I was in my senior year English class, Folger said. The teacher was older and very set in her ways. She presented her lessons, and everything was put on the blackboard. Obviously, I could not see that. Folger requested an accommodation, asking the teacher to provide the classwork in a written form. The teacher refused and approached a school counselor to tell her Folger would not succeed in her class. The counselor called Folger's mom, who agreed to allow her daughter to be moved to a remedial class where students were not expected to go to college. Folger asked her mother why she agreed to the change. Her mother said Folger's older brother had taken the teacher's English class and knew the outcome if she hadn't allowed the change. She said, "I knew if you remained in that class, she was going to make life horrific for you," Folger said. After graduation, Folger went to college at Southeastern Oklahoma State University, where she obtained a bachelor's degree in psychology. She is working towards a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. She plans to graduate in 2027. Folger first began working for DRS in 1991. After a few years, she left to raise her three adopted children. She rejoined DRS and now works as a vocational rehabilitation specialist in Ardmore. "I feel my disability has given me insight into what it is like to have a disability and seek out opportunities for work," she said. "Many times, they, clients, come in, and they have sustained an injury or a progressive disability that has landed them in a spot where they can no longer do what they were doing. I tell them, life seems dark and dim right now, but things will turn around if you are willing to put the work in." Folger credits DRS for making a difference in her life. "I believe they completely changed my life by offering me the guidance, especially through high school. In looking at my life past high school," she said, "during those ages when I was fighting against the tools I needed, they didn't give up on me. They gently encouraged me." Digital connection. Library connects patrons to the world and supports students through its AIM Center. Staff of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped keep the window to the world open for Oklahomans with disabilities. OLBPH staff makes it possible for its patrons to connect to thousands of books and periodicals available in audio, recorded, and braille formats, all for free. The library provides these services at no cost to eligible individuals with visual, physical, or reading disabilities. Patrons with internet access have the option of getting books and magazines in seconds by using the Braille and Audio Reading Download BARD service. Other patrons get specially formatted audio cartridges and the device needed to play them through the mail. The cartridges typically contain multiple books and are customized for each patron. Postage to and from the library is classified as free matter, so there is no charge at all for users. The library, through its Accessible Instructional Materials Center, provides Braille and large print textbooks, assistive devices, and tactile manipulatives for students with visual impairments from birth to 12th grade. For more information on services, go to the library's website at www.oklahoma.gov/OLBPH. The library, which is operated by DRS's Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, is part of the Library of Congress's National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. Oklahomans for Special Library Services is the library's friends group supporting the work of the library. OLBPH Impact in 2025. 4,755 Oklahomans with disabilities who are patrons of the OLBPH. 1,268 books circulated by library daily to OLBPH patrons. 5,855 books received weekly by library patrons. 21 average number of daily inquiries for OLBPH services. 1,238 children with disabilities served through AIM Center. 1. Average number of days for child to receive in-house books. To receive more information about library services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/olbph.html. Foundational help. Transition services help youth with disabilities build a future of work and independence. Oklahoma students with disabilities can utilize DRS's transition and pre-employment transition services to pursue the jobs they want and live an independent life. Transition and pre-ETS services help young Oklahomans with disabilities build a strong foundation for their lives and can include education, training, and work experience. Counselors from the Vocational Rehabilitation and Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Division make access to these services possible by working with high school students throughout the state. VR and SBVI programs provide career-focused preparation activities and services that are intended to help the youth become integrated into their communities, achieve independence, or pursue post-secondary education or competitive integrated employment. Transition students may participate in pre-employment transition services without having to apply to vocational rehabilitation or be determined eligible for services. Students with a documented disability who are enrolled in a recognized educational program and between the ages of 16 and 21 are eligible for pre-employment transition services through vocational rehabilitation under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act. The students can take part in job exploration, counseling, work-based learning experiences, counseling on post-secondary education opportunities, workplace readiness training, and instruction to self-advocacy. Transition impact in 2025. 5,047 potential eligible students who receive pre-employment transition services. 7,835 total potential eligible students and transition VR participants. 2,788 VR participants in transition services. 14,203,227 dollars total expenditures for pre-employment transition services. To receive more information about transition services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/students/transition.html. Skills learned. Programs help job seekers to live their lives. Older Blind. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services Older Blind Independent Living Program expands independent living services for people who are 55 years old or older and legally blind. The free services are individualized to the client based on professional assessments. They combine the adaptive skills, assistive devices, therapies, and resources a person needs to improve independence and stay living at home. Blindness rehabilitation professionals teach ways to do daily tasks with little or no sight. They teach skills for reading, writing, cooking, housekeeping, safely getting around home and community, using assistive devices, managing medicines, diabetes care, grooming, and many other tasks essential in daily life. Deafblind. An individual may be referred for deafblind services if they have both of the following: legal blindness or progressive visual disabilities that will result in legal blindness, and severe to profound hearing loss or significant difficulties communicating in home or in community settings. There are no age requirements for services. However, it primarily serves adults. Deafblind services staff work closely with other DRS programs to ensure Oklahomans with dual sensory loss have equal access to all services. O&M training. DRS's orientation and mobility specialists provide instruction to blind individuals in using white canes and other techniques for traveling independently in their communities. Building entrepreneurs. Business Enterprise Program offers career path for Oklahomans with visual impairments. Oklahomans who are blind or visually impaired can take control of their futures by becoming entrepreneurs with the assistance of a DRS program. DRS's services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Division's Business Enterprise Program was created through the federally enacted Randolph-Shepard Act of 1936 and Oklahoma State Statute Title VII. BEP's mission is to provide employment opportunities for people who at least are legally blind with best correction by establishing food service operations across the state. These operations may consist of vending machine routes, cafeterias, or a variety of different types of snack bars. To accomplish this, the BEP aids entrepreneurs by providing extensive business training, licensing business owners, locating and equipping locations, securing initial inventory, and offering ongoing business consultation services. BEP entrepreneurs are educated in food safety, hospitality, marketing, and business management. A portion of each business's proceeds is paid to DRS for the licensed vendor's retirement and insurance cost. Bounty of possibilities. School staff committed to assisting students to have rich academic and social life. Staff of Oklahoma School for the Blind are committed to offering top-flight educational, social, and athletic opportunities to students who are blind or visually impaired. The school serves students preschool age through 12th grade, and tuition is free. OSB students receive specialized educational programs in coordination with state-mandated educational requirements. Students develop independent living skills and receive specialized accessible technology equipment to assist each youth in developing their maximum potential. Students wishing to pursue music can join OSB Jazz Band, which is recognized across the state for setting a high bar for excellence. Specialized instruction is a cornerstone of the school and includes Braille, orientation and mobility, optimum use of low vision adaptive equipment, technology, and tactile graphic skills. These intensive specializations are not readily available at other public schools in the state. OSB impact in 2025. 100% graduation rate for 2024 to 2025 school year. 81 students enrolled, day and residential, 11 students with multiple disabilities. 1 to 6 OSB teacher to student ratio. 1-to-5 direct care specialist to student ratio. 11,642 direct services from the school's outreach services. 511 outreach services to families and schools. To receive more information about OSB, go to www.osb.k12.ok.us. Independently skilled. Berry Hill native credits family and school staff for helping her build foundation for future. Stephanie Glenn was born healthy, but at 5 months old, she was diagnosed as having suffered shaken baby syndrome, which left her blind in her right eye and only able to see up to 20 feet in her left. "I am very lucky that it only took my vision," she said. "I don't have any cognitive impairments or anything like that, so I was very lucky in this situation. The impact of shaken baby syndrome ranges from case to case. Some people don't survive it." Glenn, who is 16, grew up in Berry Hill, a small town between Tulsa and Sand Springs. She has attended OSB since she was in kindergarten and is now a sophomore. Glenn is among a small group of students who serve as tour leaders when people ask to visit the school. During those tours, one of the top questions she is asked most is it tough being a residential student? Students at OSB go to classes 4 days a week. Those who live close to campus commute back and forth to school. Students from greater distances live at the school free of charge and go home for three-day weekends, summers, and holidays. To that question, I say yes. But it is also so rewarding and so worth it to gain the experience and skills such as doing your own laundry and cooking your own food, she said. That is what they teach you down in the dormitories. They teach you how to live independently. Those lessons have given Glenn the confidence to travel to new places and cross busy streets. She is fluent in Braille and math Braille. "This school has meant so much to me," she said. "It has given me so much independence. It doesn't matter how long I have been here. I continue to learn new things every single day." The specialized school offers Glenn the chance to participate in extracurricular activities such as playing goal ball, being a cheerleader, and becoming a member of Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, FCCLA. "Those are all things that I might not have been able to do in public schools because a lot of public schools do not accommodate people with disabilities," she said. Her love of FCCLA has shaped her career goals. She wants to attend Oklahoma State or Northeastern Oklahoma State University to pursue a teaching degree. Glenn has always wanted to be a teacher, but until 2 years ago, she said she was uncertain what grade or subject she wanted to specialize in. "I have decided I want to go to college," Glenn said. "I want to be a family and consumer science educator. Being able to teach the next generation is something I am so passionate about. It really means a lot to me." She would be teaching students how to cook, do laundry, create a budget, manage finances, and live independently. "You can rent your own apartment and live independently as long as you have obtained the skills," Glenn said. "Those who are blind or have visual impairments may be uncertain of whether they can flourish as a residential student." She said the OSB student body has a sense of community because of the unique challenges the students face. "You are not alone in this situation," Glenn said. "You have friends around you who are struggling with the same things you are and who may be thriving with the same things you are thriving with. You have this bond you won't find anywhere else." The school's student population is small compared to public schools in Tulsa, or even ones in Muskogee, which is the home to OSB. She said students all know each other, and the sense of community has helped grow her confidence. I am very lucky to have the support system I have here and at home, Glenn says. My family is amazing. The teachers here are amazing. I have gained so many skills. I feel very confident that if someone gives me a job to do, like take notes or speak at a public event, I can do it. On a quest, OSB students compete in Show of Cane Skills. Oklahoma School for the Blind students who are blind and visually impaired show off their white cane skills each year in an annual competition known as the Oklahoma Regional Cane Quest. In 2025, OSB staff had a record 44 students ranging from 3rd grade through 12th grade competing in the event. Cane Quest is a national program of the Braille Institute of America, based in Los Angeles. During the Cane Quest event, contestants with white canes as their guides identify obstacles and changes in surfaces, such as drop-offs at stairs or curbs, in a quest for medals and prizes. Contestants who use a long white cane demonstrate their orientation and mobility skills. They are divided into 3 categories based on age and ability. They are also classified into 2 visual classifications. More than 85 volunteers from across the state scored performance or partnered as a teammate or a shadow with each contestant in the 2025 competition. Oklahoma law requires drivers to completely stop their vehicles 15 feet away from pedestrians who are visually impaired and identified by their use of white canes or dog guides. People who violate this law are guilty of a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment for up to 3 months or $100 fine or both. Independently skilled, OSD staff work to build communication skills. Developing communication skills and learning to advocate for themselves are at the heart of the educational experience for students who attend the Oklahoma School for the Deaf. OSD staff and students communicate with each other using both American Sign Language and English. Maximized bilingual development is the goal for each student. Many students use cochlear implants or hearing aids, and building spoken English skills is an essential part of their learning. For students with IEPs, speech and language services are available to support this development. Students who attend OSD must meet all state graduation requirements. Classes at OSD are delivered in a bilingual setting that incorporates both American Sign Language and English. Teachers and staff are highly skilled in meeting the unique communication and learning needs for every student. Students receive full educational and social experiences. They perform in school programs and plays. They have prom and homecoming events for all sports. They compete with other schools on sports teams, leadership programs, and academic teams. OSD is a 4-day-a-week program. Those who live close to campus commute back and forth to school. Students from greater distances live at the school free of charge and go home for 3-day weekends, summers, and holidays. OSD serves Oklahoma students from preschool to 12th grade. OSD impact in 2025. 100% graduation rate for 2024 to 2025 school year. 101 students enrolled day and residential, 6 students with multiple disabilities. 1-4 OSD teacher to student ratio. 1-4 direct care specialist to student ratio. 571 total youth taking part in schools, programs, external services, and camps. 53,179 total number of people taking part in online ASL classes. To receive more information about OSD, go to www.osd.k12.ok.us. Power of language. El Reno native has built a strong base for her life with school's bilingual communication. Marcella Sansky is confident in what her next step will be after she graduates in May from the Oklahoma School for the Deaf. The OSD senior is headed to college to study art. The El Reno native, who is a proud member of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes and deaf, has attended OSD since kindergarten. It, OSD, has taught me ASL in English, she said. I have learned how to read and write. I have learned how to communicate and advocate for myself. Sankey, who never attended public school, lives an active student life, competing in basketball and volleyball. She is also a cheerleader and a member of Family Career Community Leaders of America. OSD staff has built a foundation for students, creating a bilingual learning environment using both American Sign Language and English. Everyone here at OSD signs all the time, so there is access everywhere, she said. I have learned ASL and English to better communicate with everyone. One member of the OSD staff has made a big impact on Sankey's life. There is a dorm staff member, Kizzy Crouch, she said. I look up to her. I feel very connected with Kizzy. She is Native American. She's deaf, and she is helping me on my journey. DDS decisions impact Oklahomans, others. Staff knows decisions affect people's lives. Staff of DRS's Disability Determination Services understand the decisions on whether Oklahomans are medically eligible for Social Security disability benefits are fundamental for people looking to build a secure future. DDS staff understand those needs and prioritize quickly processing cases as well as delivering accurate decisions. DDS makes medical eligibility determination on applications for Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI, for the Social Security Administration, SSA. These determinations are based on federal rules and regulations. All applications for benefits must be submitted through the SSA office. For each disability claim, a team of paraprofessionals, disability specialists, and medical psychological consultants review each applicant's medical and work history. The team determines whether applicants meet federal medical eligibility criteria for disability or blindness. DDS's claim processing time averages 161 days. During federal fiscal year 2025, DDS was on track to meet their budgeted workload, processing 97.6% of their allotted cases as of September 15, 2025. DDS staff also process cases from Georgia and Texas. DDS has also placed a priority on saving taxpayers' money by investigating potentially fraudulent claims. The Cooperative Disability Investigations Unit investigates individual disability claims and identifies third parties to prevent fraud in SSAs, SSDI, and SSI disability programs and related federal and state programs. DDS's budget is federally funded. DDS impact in 2025, 65,256 disability cases completed. 66,882 budgeted case workload for FFY 2025. 99.6% Oklahoma decision accuracy rate on cases. 97.6% Processed budgeted workload, 161, average processing time, days after receipt of cases. Numbers based on federal fiscal year estimate as of September 15, 2025. To receive more information about DDS services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/independence/dds.html. Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services. Oklahoma Works, a proud partner of American Job Center Network. www.oklahomaworks.gov. DRS Publication Number 26-01. Date, January 2026. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Commission for Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations and printed by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services at a cost of $1,998.36 for 600 copies. This publication is available on the DRS website. For additional copies, contact Kathy Martin by email at cmartin@okdrs.gov or by phone at 405-951-3478. End of the 2025 Annual Report, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation. Read by Kat Jensen in the studios of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, February 2026. Monitored by Scott C. Reviewed by Kat Jensen. End of brochure.